listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Well, welcome back, dear listener. Here we are with Don't Mention the Football number 31. We have a technical expert with us today called Alison, and she knows more about football than both of us put together, which isn't very much, to be fair, but yeah, that's right. You tell us, Alison.
Goo-goo.
We are awfully sorry our expert had to leave us again for a special lay down and nappy nap in the stroller. So you're stuck with Simon and me again.
Oh, we're doomed.
Hello, Simon. Doomed. It's so great to see your face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You should have gone to Specsavers.
Oh, it's dirty.
Not a pretty sight.
Well, Simon, we're back in my living room. Dining room, and we're recording live face-to-face, which is much better than the remote version, I think.
And we have cookies.
Gluten-free cookies.
Absolutely.
For Simon. Okay, this is the last episode of the year. We're going to talk about Augsburg.
Way too much.
Yeah. Augsburg, Dortmund, Frankfurt, Freiburg, Leverkusen, and yesterday's glorious match against runner-up Borussia Mönchengladbach. Also, there were some minor shifts among the staff.
Yes, slight changes in the...
We'll discuss that later.
For some reason, dear listener, Jan is now hanging out of the window. Don't jump! It's not worth it! They're not that bad!
I heard a baby crying. I thought it was mine. Well, Simon, let's get right to it. I have to admit, I didn't watch Ante Čović's last game as head coach of the
Augsburg
team.
He did very well not watching that game. It was awful.
And we lost Rune for three games.
Oh, there was something that, I mean, I said at the time that there was something wrong with him. Something had messed with his head on that day because he made some silly mistakes and then... Well, like two red card fouls in quick succession. I don't know what happened to him. There was something wrong with his head. And it was no brainer. He had to get sent off. And of course, we had to have. Was it?
Smash came in.
Came on, yeah, I think, yes. Who was at the Axel Kruse Christmas party.
Yes, very nice young man.
I have a little signed card from him, as it happens, right next to me. But, yeah, I mean, that was a nightmare game. Absolute nightmare game. I mean, it was a penalty as a result of that, I think. And 2-0 at that point. I think there was a little bit of a shot from Selke who put it over the bar. Awful. I think there was a nutmeg on Boyata, and the ball went past Smash, and I think that was 3-0.
He didn't have his best game. I talked to him about it because I figured, okay, you know, if you're 20 years old or however young he is, check the birth date, and you have your first game with a Bundesliga match with the Bundesliga team, and then you, and I think one of the goals he had was a bit of his fault, and the others,
Well, but he said when a defender in front of you gets nutmegged, I mean, your view of the ball coming through is never going to be particularly easy. To be fair, I mean, I think the other one came from a free kick, I think, on a pretty narrow angle.
Sorry, we had some technical problems. Do you hear Simon now? Simon, say something.
Well, something.
Much better looking than before.
Because we don't want technical problems.
Yeah, because the content is already shit, so...
Absolutely. You know, we're bad enough already, we don't want technical issues too.
Anyway, we were talking about the Augsburg game, which was a shit show.
I don't think we want to talk about that anymore.
No. And I was just hoping...
I've forgotten it already.
After the game, I was hoping that
the management of the club does not, I want them to show mercy to Čović and not put him into a home game against Dortmund where he would be booed by the home fans probably. Because he doesn't deserve that.
Well, they had banners and things in the next game saying about that he was always...
Čović is a Hartana.
Yeah, one of us sort of thing.
At the same time, vilifying the team and management.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how they are, always pleasant and nice. and then maybe November 27 is going to be remembered in the history books of Pearl Jam, sorry. I'm totally in the wrong
Pearl
place.
Pearl Jam? Yeah. Okay.
I had that be a sin, I'm sorry. In the history books.
Poor Jan's getting confused.
I didn't get much sleep, the baby and stuff.
That's it. Blame our technical director, Alison. You know, go on, blame her.
And she went out in the stroller and didn't even fix the problem.
That's why we got into a technical problem, because Alison wasn't here to sort it out.
Oh. Yeah, there's a song by the Lemonheads, Alison's Starting to Happen to Me. Okay, anyways, November 27th might be one of the dates that's going to be the earthquake, as my brother-in-law, hello Carlo, called it, the earthquake that shook Hertha. We're going to talk about that.
Richter scale 8.
1,000. We're going to talk about the whole thing later, because it's quite confusing. And we're just going to mention that it was Ante Čović's last game, and then Jürgen Klinsmann, father of our former goalkeeper, Jonathan Klinsmann, and former head coach of the German national team and USA football.
Indeed.
Oh, it's called soccer, right?
So well known to our North American listeners.
Hey, Brian.
Anybody else?
And anybody else from the North America OFC. We have Jürgen Klinsmann as coach, and he brought a big team. Moving on, Simon?
Next game.
Anything else to add to Augsburg or...
I don't want to think about Augsburg. That was just an absolute mare of a game. No.
What I found peculiar... No Klinsmann talk now. The next game on the list is the home game against Borussia Dortmund.
Dortmund.
Who are coached by...
Is that Favre?
Yes!
Yeah, there you go.
I heard that name before.
Yes, I'm sure that rings a bell in Berlin somewhere along the line, about, 10 years ago?
Michael, you have to think about the club. It's what we reportedly said to Preetz in Hoffenheim in the little tea kitchen, asking for his dismissal, as the legend goes. At that point, Dortmund, who were they top of the league at some point? I don't know.
No, I'm not sure.
But there's always something wrong.
Well, after the previous game, sort of facing somebody that,
they lost some games,
had players that didn't have wooden legs, I think we had grounds to be worried. So, I don't think Dortmund have any players with wooden legs.
Oh no, they have Sancho.
They have indeed.
Isn't Sancho one of your fellow countrymen?
Yeah, he is indeed.
Jaden.
And it was shock horror. This week he didn't score, apparently. he didn't do us that favour on match day 13.
I don't know how it was about you, but ever since Hertha has been down there in the lower regions of the league table, I'm not even... I don't want to look at other games because I'm already so pissed off the situation as it is. Match day
13.
The first game of Jürgen Klinsmann and his superhero team. Talking about the staff, not the team, obviously. And Hertha lost the game. Goals to two.
Yes.
But it was... There were some portions where it was really, really close. And there were some portions where I figured, okay, it's going to be a blowout win for Dortmund. Because they came out pretty well, and they scored 2 goals in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Sancho and Thorgan Hazard, the Belgian player, yep. I guess.
Yes.
And then in the 34th minute, Darida scored on a pretty, what I call a lucky goal. was a shot from somebody and he put his foot in there and then Bürki couldn't grab it, so Hertha was close. And then
look back here, I mean, I'd have to confess, dear listener, I'd gone to Sweden for a gig, so I didn't actually watch this game in real time.
Simon, you have to set your priorities.
No,
Is it Hertha or Leipzig?
I had this book since like March or something. This in Stockholm. So anyway, but I looked at the highlights and with the Derrida goal, I think it was Lukabakio who had made a shot, and it was sort of coming through, and the keeper would have had that covered. Derrida sort of stuck his boot out, and of course that deflected it off. There you go. Fair enough.
It's a lucky goal. And then people were thinking in the 45th minute that Hertha's luck could change because Mats Hummels got his second yellow card.
Yeah.
And that, I think, two yellow cards is a red. I'm not sure. I don't know much, but yeah.
Yeah.
So we were looking at Hertha playing with one man more for an entire half, but yeah, I think they came close, but it didn't work. In the 48th minute, Zelka had a goal disallowed because, I don't know, maybe a toe was offside. Lots of people complained.
Half a toe, I think, really, half from what toe. I could see of it, because it went to VAR, didn't it? Initially, it was given, and then they took it back.
And they normally, they at least have this little, they do so little for viewers in the stadium, but they put the, usually they have the little VAR, possible penalty or possible goal disallowed, and they didn't even have that. They started the music. I was jumping, I was happy, everybody was high-fiving, and then all of a sudden I was like, okay, why aren't they lining up in the middle? Why are they lining up? Why is the ball down there? So one of the biggest criticisms I have about VAR is that people at the stadium don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So you always have to be...
It's inconsistent how it's shown. I mean, sometimes they do say, like you say, that they're checking for a penalty or they're checking for offside or whatever. But if they say diddly squat, you're celebrating a goal and then suddenly what? No, that's not good.
Oh, and this was the first game where we had our second or third favourite goalkeeper in the goal, Thomas Kraft.
Mm.
Yeah. Personnel, yeah, no big changes. I don't know why he keeps playing Grujic, because in my opinion he's not doing well and he's not defending well. He looks a bit like Mitchell Weiser looked in the last half season he played for us.
Yeah.
Or played.
He did really well initially, didn't he? Last season. But
and then he scored a goal against Munich.
Mm. Which is always good.
And that's it.
But he was suspended
for the last game.
This last game, because he was doing.
He was always picking up these stupid yellow cards in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, he did a lot of that. Yeah.
Elbowing a guy.
Yeah. Because he was on duty at the stadium.
Yeah, yeah, I saw him
on last night. He was sort of
signing autographs.
He was and answering questions and things, and he was answering in English, and then the other guy that was there had to sort of relay what he was saying for the benefit of the German people there. Anyway, I digress.
We had 13-7 shots for Hertha, and I think Dortmund was really scraping to stay in the game, and they did all the stuff you have to do, you know, the falling down, laying down, this time, what do you call that?
Time wasting
stuff. And oh, and Sancho, when he was subbed off, you know, the new rule is you have to leave the pitch at the closest point, and he walked across the entire field, and the stadium was furious. Okay, no win for Klinsmann.
We were basically screwed in those 2 minutes.
Always.
Where they scored those two goals, and that it was obviously an uphill struggle from that point onwards.
Well, but the team was, they were applying themselves more.
Yes.
Because I think in Augsburg, I didn't watch the game, but they didn't even show up. That's what I heard and read. And
It was horrible seeing that game.
And did we have an international break then? Could that be? I don't know, because I never watched them.
We might. I don't know.
Oh, hang on. I have a list. I made a list this morning. No, I didn't have it. The BFOP image was the 30th of November, and then on St. Nicholas Day, we had the match in Frankfurt. Well prepared, as always.
Yes.
Shall we move on?
The facts at our fingertips.
Next match, or anything else you want to add? How was the gig, Simon?
It was good.
Where did you go?
Went to Stockholm. Went to see Vardruna play with Kaunen as a support group.
Simon's
they're
gonna
German. Start... You should know these. Well, partly German, anyway.
Simon's going to launch his new podcast in 2020.
No. The venue was a bit too big to my taste. I like to be, you know, right up there, and it was all seated and.
Ugh. I mean, I usually sit down during a gig, but I hate it being all seated.
No, I don't like. I like to be right up the front, being.
We call them headbanger, Simon.
Yeah, probably. I was at the thing on Friday night there, and it was held in a church near the Passionkirche in in Kreuzberg there, and again it was right up the front, and I'm going to put a thing up on YouTube later on about it.
Stay tuned. We're going to link it in the show notes.
Yes. Chorus Callbacks. They're from
Berlin. I heard about them.
Yeah.
They're German.
They are German, yes.
I know them.
Yeah. They do Christmas concerts. It's a little tradition of theirs every year.
So they're a religious group, though?
Not as you've noticed. No, no. Not a Christian group, anyway.
Did you wear your pentagram?
a little Mjolnir.
Okay.
Any listeners out there that
still awake?
Know Old Norse, you'll know what that means.
Okay, moving on. Match day 14 in Frankfurt.
Yes.
What were your feelings going into the match?
Not filled with optimism.
We're gonna get killed was my idea.
The first thing that I've got written down, from what I can remember actually as well, is that the away kit was absolutely hideous. It's some sort of grey monstrosity.
I know, it looks like a pyjamas. But at the Christmas party, Sorgenkind, hello Sorgenkind, wore those, and it has...
What, pyjamas?
The third kit.
Okay.
And it has these little... I'm actually wearing a Continentale shirt, which is really old, and they have in the white lines you have the Hertha flag.
Oh,
in
I can see that.
And this kit, the one I'm talking about, has these has the crests of all the districts of Berlin in it.
Oh.
Which I think is pretty neat.
It's quite neat. To be fair, you couldn't. I'll see. Oh yeah, I can see.
Yeah, you don't see it. You only see it when you're really close to it.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, what's this? Is it? It's the third kit. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, looking at it on the TV, to be honest, it looked like it was a white kit. And somebody. No. Let me finish.
A miswash.
It was. It looked like it was a white kit that somebody had put in with some black socks, and it all gone horribly wrong.
Oh, I did that once. I bought really expensive boxer shorts from Converse for 50 Deutschmarks a piece. And then my roommate at that time, she put in a red bedspread.
And then I... So you had pink boxers.
Ah, beautiful pink boxers I just bought. Well, circling back to the game.
Yes. But away from the washing tips.
Lots of teams play in these pyjamas. I remember that Cologne did that last season or this season.
Or Crafts kit this weekend. That was another grey one, wasn't it?
You mean Jahrstein?
Oh, yes, I do.
Praise the Lord, Jahrstein's back. Yeah. Eh?
He should have been in his sort of day glow orange or something.
No, I'm just looking at the at my notes, and it says that Jahrstein was in goal against Frankfurt. Couldn't be.
No
stupid. Kraft. Yeah. Oh. Speaking about heart attacks, I remember back before Jahrstein first played, before Kraft hurt his shoulder, whenever the ball went back to the keeper, I was getting these moments like, oh my God. And I really felt that the three games that he was suspended.
Mm.
So I'm pretty happy that he's back.
Yes.
we had Kraft and Goal, Klünter, Boyata, Rikik, and Marvin Plattenhardt emerging.
Marvelous Marvin.
Marvelous Marvin.
I don't know where that came from, dear listener. It just popped out.
I think it's sarcasm. Henry from Darmstadt always calls him the one-legged Marvin. which to be fair, is true. He has one leg.
But he does have another one.
He has what?
He does have another one. He's got one leg, yes, it's true.
He doesn't use it.
Oh, okay.
Then you had Luka Bakio on the right wing, Darida and Grujic in the defensive midfield, Dilrosun on the left wing, and Zelka and Ibišević in front. Didn't help much, I'd say. Oh, I'm in the wrong match. Sorry, I'm stupid. My God. Anyway, Simon, I'm going to leave. You can go on. It's just whatever I'm saying is just...
Well, I think we're quite used to this, Jan. It's fine.
Okay.
I have no idea what the team was, to be honest.
I think it's called Hertha Berlin.
Really?
Or Hertha BSC Berlin.
I find that really irritating when commentators... I think one of the commentators... Was it for the Leverkusen game? The English commentator on BT Sport kept on calling them Hertha.
Hertha.
Yeah, it really starts to grind after a while. But, there you go. That's just me, perhaps. I'm just whinging.
What do they call any other team with a TH in there? Leverkusen? No. Frankfurt? No, that's easy to
do. No.
Anyway... Let's get back to the match. Yes.
30 minutes in.
Was that the thing where they had... Oh, yeah, there was the thing with the possession where they had like 400 passes more than Hertha had. And they Hertha kept losing all the ball. Whenever they recovered a ball, the maximum they strung together were two passes. Usually just one. And I said to, I think, my wife watching the game, I said something like... I think Klinsmann really let them practice losing the ball in their own half because they're really good at that right now.
yes, practice makes perfect.
But for some strange reason, Hertha went in front, as you said, 30th minute. Was that the one where Grujic did the great pass?
Plattenhardt to Grujic.
To Grujic, and Grujic played it.
To Doddy.
And Doddy just put it in there.
Spang.
Did he nutmeg the keeper? Could have been.
May have done, but I don't recall. He sort of bundled it over, but it was, I mean, who cares?
It's one of those games where you think, okay, we're ahead, but how? Why? I don't.
I have no idea, but I'll take it. There's a lot of that going around at the moment.
Yeah, I think Hertha had possession 35% in the end, and in the beginning they had like way less than that.
Yeah. But possession isn't everything.
Yeah, but it was really, really...
Yeah.
A one-sided game. And there was a goal disallowed for...
There was.
Yeah. 38th minute, Kamada, because there was a foul on Stark.
Yes. Yeah. It was pretty clear foul, too, yeah. So.
Oh, I was supposed to say it wasn't, but...
Really? Oh, I thought it was. I didn't. But perhaps that's me remembering it wrong, I don't know. But hey, does it matter, dear listener? It wasn't given, so...
I just think it's amazing how Frankfurt, ever since they had... what's his face? Adi Hütter come in. Did you know his real name is Adolf? He's named Adolf Hütter, and that's why everybody calls him Adi, because I think Adolf has a sort of bad rap around the world. I don't know.
A connotation. I can't imagine why.
Slightly negatively. and you know what they do? They recover the ball, and then it's two passes, and they're right next to your goal. That's the same thing that happened with the Kamada goal that was very, very luckily disallowed. And there was another big fuck up by Kraft where he. But more about that later. In the 63rd minute, Grujic scored the 2-0. And it's like, oh, they're two goals up. This one's going to be good. And then, of course, Hertha happened. 5 minutes later, Hinteregger scored on a header. And they just shut away the lead. Can I have here?
Sure. Because Grujic scored to make it 2-0. I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I think it's sort of almost like a 1-2 sort of thing with Boyata. And then a couple of minutes after that, it got back to 1-2. and Selke with a corner and header.
And Selke had a miss in the box. He was.
He's not having a good time of it, is he? He really works. He tries hard and he puts the distance in. You can't criticise his commitment, enthusiasm. He's just really just the ball doesn't get in the net.
Before the Gladbach game, they always show the last win.
Mm.
And from last season's video on the Twitter feed, I saw that thing where he dribbled the ball across the entire field and they put it off to Duda and he scored the first goal. Oh.
That was pretty.
I don't know what happened to him.
No. It just needs to, you know, click in.
He scored one goal against Leipzig, though.
Mm.
In 90+2, it was the most meaningless goal of his entire career. I think he was on the the on-field interview afterwards. A guy from Sky said something like, "Hey, so you scored a goal," and said, "I don't give a shit." In nicer words, though.
Yeah, he's having a tough time.
The fizzy drinks company. Then we
screwed up completely in the 86th minute, didn't we?
Defending the second post.
Another flipping set piece.
Yeah.
I always cringe with Hertha having corners. And bear in mind the number of corners that they conceded yesterday. I did a lot of cringing yesterday. And it was a set piece this time that brought it back to 2-2.
Yeah, I think somebody put the ball laterally and then Wouter came in, and after the game he said something like, in the video analysis we saw that they never cover the far away post. And they still don't.
And again, unmarked player, far post, bang.
Yeah.
Lead, pissed away into nothing.
And Hertha had the better XG. They had 1.51 and Frankfurt had 1.32. Which is just a statistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was... Was it more like, a point, or was it all we lost 2 points?
As it turned out, with conceding that last goal so late on, can't help but feel, I think, 2 points gone.
But they could have easily lost the match as well. Because in the end, there was nothing happening offensively.
I think you have to take that as a given with Hertha for any game, any time.
But I think it's, you could tell that the team was down there and worried and nervous, and it's going to show in the next game as well, where they were like rabbits in front of a snake. Is that what you say in English, or is it just a German saying? I don't know. Or deer in headlights? No, that's different.
It's like rabbit in the headlights, or
because in German you say you're like a rabbit in front of a snake.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same kind of idea, isn't it? It's just
Sorry, I'm not good with idioms. Idiomses.
I picked a rabbit out of a hedge once as a kid. You go up to them and they just freeze. And I guess they're hoping that you can't see them because they're so still.
Or do they
play
dead?
And you just go pick it up from the back of the neck and off you go. Where are you going, yeah? Nice bit of rabbit pie. Yum, yum. Sorry, any vegetarian listeners out there, but never mind. I didn't really eat it.
I'm missing my baby.
Oh.
Okay. But basically, a point in Frankfurt is okay. Because they've been doing well and they...
Yeah.
They're playing in the... but they crashed out of the Europa League in the worst fashion ever. Because they were in there and then they lost to Başakşehir from Turkey. And they somehow crashed out of Europe. And I think after...
You could hardly imagine team doing that, couldn't you?
We went out in style. And I think they also lost the last two games now. And they're really... Yeah, really, really disappointed.
I mean, form can do that, can't it? It's. I'm kind of hoping that we're going to be doing the opposite thing there.
Hertha got a point. Period.
Mm.
Yeah, Frankfurt's now on 13th. We passed them.
Yep.
Oh, no, they're still playing today.
They've got a game to play. And same with Union are playing today as well, aren't they? So,
who?
I don't know. Some village team from...
Oops. The fringes.
Did I say that?
To cut the entire stuff out now. Thank you, Simon.
Oh.
Okay, a point is a point. Still no win for Jürgen Klinsmann, but an improvement. From 0 points to 1 point.
Yes. So moving into the game against Freiburg.
Freiburg had a smash of a season so far.
At some point
they were in third place, overperforming galore, I would say.
Good for them. Nächste Station, Olympiastadion.
Alright, so now we are at the zoo. The game has been over for about half an hour. What do you think? What are your impressions?
I think the last part of the game was great. There was a lot of energy at the end and a good result.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. And one thing I did take a quick look at the stats, and I was surprised by the high number of crosses that Freiburg tried. But still, I mean, they did have a few good chances, but not that many, right?
There was a few, but yeah. I agree with you, not that many.
Nothing crazy. But okay, so, good result, good game, yeah.
And it was a win.
Yes, a win is a win, is a win. So, that's it. That's it for us. So, have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Crepe, the French.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The yet. French pancakes, the crepe.
Oh, I thought you were saying crap. You're having a crap.
What? We always buy shit before the game.
I wondered why you'd open the window.
Anyway, we were buying. A dessert,
yes.
A sweet French dessert.
Okay.
Before the match, and there was a nice looking chap from Freiburg, and I said something like, "I wish you luck in all the matches, except for the ones where we play you." And he thought that I said that they were only up there because of luck. I said no, and I went back and I cleared up the thing, and then he was nice. See, totally random information nobody needs.
That's what we do.
Freiburg. Here I have the lineup. And there was Jahrstein. Could that be?
Yeah. I don't know. He must have still been out for that one.
There was some guy in the goal. Let's agree on that.
Yeah.
And then we had Klünter, Boyata, Rekik and Plattenhardt. Stark has been benched for some time. And Marvelous Marvin came back.
Marvelous Marvin.
Then Luka Bakio, Darida, Grujic, Dilrosun, Zelka and Ibišević in front. And I think you were there, right?
Freiburg, yeah.
Yeah. And
so was Patrick.
But but he didn't even say hello.
I saw him.
I didn't. Hey, Patrick. Thank you for the nice...
Patrick brought me a very nice present.
Espen.
Thank you, Patrick. We had coffee and cake. together. And there's a very nice bottle of Canadian vodka.
Oh no, it's a bad boy again.
It was wonderful. Good man, Patrick.
Now I lost my train of thought. Oh, I think you could tell that they were in the relegation spot at that time. Because they were really, really nervous.
One of the things that sort of popped up that I saw, some of the negative parts of it, of that game, that a lot of the time in midfield, they were just sort of, there's no real ideas about creativity. There was an awful lot of side passing and back passing, get the ball, oh my God, what am I going to do with it now? And I hate it when they do that.
And they were really nervous on defence. Boyata had one big mess up at some point. But Jahrstein must have been back, because you were tweeting about Jahrstein, or was it the away game?
No, it wasn't that one. No, it was Kraft, this one.
Right. Doesn't make sense otherwise, right?
Because he was back against Leverkusen, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then that's why we tweeted Jahrstein all the time.
Yeah.
Jahrstein. Barrage of tweets.
And, yes, and you sort of said something about it on Twitter. I said, circumstances dictate.
Yes, I remember.
Because if he's the player of the moment, then that says something about the game, doesn't it? But anyway.
It does.
Back to Freiburg. Yeah.
Freiburg didn't really play like they were up there. Or was Hertha so good? No.
Well, in some ways, I think Hertha were better in that the defence was better organised. They defended lots of corners and didn't concede a goal, which is a marked improvement for Hertha. I think it was that one where... Pretty sure it was that one where they appeared to be sort of doubling up quite a lot with the defence,
mm-hmm.
To try to shut down the Freiburg trying to attack, which I think is somebody in the coaching staff at least was trying to get the players to actually do that, which was a marked improvement. What worried me was the midfield, as I said. I mean, the business of the side passing, back passing, and all that kind of bollocks.
They have a midfield.
Yeah, you wondered sometimes. It was almost as if they were, you know, they were nervous of actually having the ball and actually doing something with it. Rather than making a run or you know trying to find a way through, they seemed to want to just sort of pass it along to somebody else, who will then just pass it along to somebody else, and then eventually, you know, back to the keeper. Well, you don't win games by doing that. But that's just me moaning.
But putting free kicks back to the keeper is a tradition.
Yes.
We have to keep that.
Yes. It's.
So...
You have to keep your attacking momentum going somewhere or other. Jahrstein, shoot!
Going back in my mind, I just... I have the feeling that I spent a lot of time at the game talking to Moritz's son, Elmo.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. Yeah, I don't remember much of the game. I just remember the goal, and that's all I remember. Yeah, Moritz brought his son, who sat next to me, on my wife's ticket. So, we talked. He's a very bright teen, and we talked about football. He plays youth football. In the club where I used to play, but I was more scared of the ball, so I wouldn't call that play.
No, I was always rubbish at football.
Same here.
I like watching it, can't play it.
Sometimes, but I often say, when I watch Hatton, say I hate football. I hate football. Did I say that yesterday at some point?
Probably. Yeah. It's most days, really.
Yeah. So it was De Rida, who has had an interesting season compared to what my expectations were for the summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw him in summer. Did I mention that?
Don't remember you.
We were near Kudam at some point, dropping something off before the baby came with my father-in-law.
Mm.
And then we went out. It was really, really hot. High 30s. And there was this guy with an Adidas shirt and, you know, these Adidas, what do you call these?
Trainers?
No, not trainers.
Socks? Flip-flops?
Yeah, sort of flip-flops.
Sort of.
And he had a stroller with him, so we decided to not approach him. He looked so happy with the baby, so I figured, okay. And then I figured, what should I say? Hey, Vladdy, sorry you're not playing at all.
Yeah, that would have gone down well.
And everybody wants you gone, including young Nico.
Ooh.
He's been saying that for years. On this podcast...
Ooh.
Yes. Anywho, he's been having...
He's had a blinder of a season, really.
Čović really liked him.
Yeah.
And he played him a lot.
Well, he's done very well. I mean, I think you mentioned somebody or other was saying that they thought Boyata was the...
Oh, it was Hertha Base podcast.
Was the player of this half of the season.
And somebody argued against it that it should be Darida.
Yeah. Well,
I'm happy with Boyata.
Well, both have had their time. I think there's a... because in some ways, Derrida's been sort of sitting around in the background for quite a long time, and yet this season, for whatever reason, he's really clicked in. Whereas Boyata is you know, pretty new still, so perhaps he's just doing what Boyata does. Oh, there's emergency services coming here. Sorry, Jan.
Going past the house.
Somebody going told them where the you were.
It's not the cops.
they got away with it. Oh.
No, but there's a hospital down the street, so...
Oh, okay.
That's what happens. Yeah, Derrida. It's like a rebirthing.
Yes. It is. So,
Derrida. This season he has played in 18 games. So it's basically all games.
Yeah.
Oh,
except it must be... yeah, it must be including cup games.
Yeah, he played 15 Bundesliga games and 2 cup games.
Yeah.
And 5 goals and 3 assists?
Well, that's not bad, is it?
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
But this one... No, that's the one thing that Hertha always needed, and that what Dardai sometimes didn't want, I think, and just long-distance shots.
Mm.
And that's what he basically did.
Hertha traditionally never seemed to have done that. They've always tried to sort of bring in, you know, one side or the other and then passing it through. Yeah. But, you know, having bullets from the outside is something that has appeared this season.
Eswein did that. Remember Eswein?
Yes.
He's rumoured to leave for Dresden.
Okay.
And I'm not too worried about that.
No, I'm not that bothered.
Are we bad people?
I'd like to think not.
Hmm.
But
oh, he was really in the summer, or when Dardai left, he did an interview with, you know, one of those shitty newspapers. You know, the
BZ?
Yeah, something like that. And he said something that he doesn't know how Dardai could discard him like that because he scored in his last game. You know, they were playing away in Frankfurt.
You scored once.
Yeah.
That's a justification for you to play forevermore.
Yeah, and your great technical aptitude is very limited, I'd say.
Hmm.
Or what do you say? I mean,
what do people call him?
AE7, but now he's AE14, I guess. Oh, he was on loan to Stuttgart.
Was he?
And they would have kept him if they stayed in the league, but they lost the relegation against Union, and that's why he came back to Hertha.
Aren't we just lucky?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh yeah, we were talking about the goal.
Yes.
53rd minute, a ball somehow ended up top of the box.
Bang.
And the reader just had a, in Germany called that a Sunday shot.
A Sunday shot?
A Sunday shot.
Okay.
It's a bit like, it only happens once a week. I mean, I think that's the implication.
Okay.
It was a smasher of a goal.
Ooh. So...
we all celebrated.
Indeed.
And then the rest of the game, I don't remember much.
No. I've got absolutely diddly squat written down, and I can't really...
All I have is long distance shot.
I think it was just hanging in there, really, and...
Yeah, lots of...
because probably
nail-biting and shit.
Yes, normal sort of stuff, really. Wasn't really expecting to get a win out of Freiburg, really, because they've been sort of doing well.
We all said, like, okay, there's going to be 0 points till the Christmas break.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the general idea.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Freiburg was up 6th place.
Mm.
Leverkusen was also up there at that point.
They were doing reasonably well.
Yeah.
And Mönchengladbach, I mean, they're second.
And they used to be top of the league.
So,
and now Mordor's up there.
Yeah, indeed, yes.
Which is shit. But it would have been the only way I would have accepted a Hertha loss. But then they Gladbach, if they scored 14 goals against us, they would be in the top of the league.
Yeah. I don't think I could have taken that.
No, nobody could.
As a general rule, I think I can't stand it when I see people sort of leaving a match before the end, but if we'd been 14-0 down.
I did that once. We went to the U23 game, I think I mentioned that before.
Mm-hmm. What, left early?
Early. I mean, Hertha were down 2-3. It was a crazy match. It ended...
you can hardly imagine it with Hertha, can you?
I mean, they were down 0 to... 2 or something, and it's like, okay, no, they equalized somehow in the 80th, and then the opponent, I forget who it was, they scored a goal in the 88th minute, and we were with the baby, and you know how long you have to walk.
Yes,
with
I
absolutely
do.
No shelter, and they said, okay, let's leave now, it's going to rain. And then when we just left the tiny stadium, we heard the noise, yay, and they equalized.
That's just typical, though, isn't it?
At 3-3.
Let's pop another cookie, I think.
Simon is actually grabbing them from a bowl, but he keeps touching them.
I do, because I just like that.
Yeah, I told him it would be nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Simon, are you ready for your gluten-free beer now?
I think I probably am, actually, yes.
We're going to be right back.
Ooh. We're back. Jan's eating a biscuit. Apart from that, so we've said about Freiball. And we're going to go into other games. What have we got left? We've got the game against Leverkusen, and we've got Mönchengladbach as well. Yeah, but according to the ever munching Jan, I'm not speaking loudly enough, but it's because I'm a kind of quiet, reserved.
You sound like somebody at the library.
Yeah.
Shh.
Well, I was just worried about the police coming for you again.
It was an ambulance.
Okay, I believe you thousands wouldn't.
You give Simon a beer and then he goes all quiet.
I haven't had any yet. Perhaps I need to have some.
Prost, Simon.
Prost.
Coffee.
Mm.
I'm going to get a lemonade. Pretend I'm a big guy. It was a normal week for you, and we called it an English week.
Yeah.
3 games in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of did okay.
Yes, they...
after escaping with 3 points.
somehow or other. So with Leverkusen, yeah. It was on BT Sport, so...
It was a definite loss in my mind. Before the game,
I think most people would have expected that, but I think something is slowly starting to crystallise a little bit.
The Klinsmann effect.
The Klinsmann effect, perhaps.
Oh,
yes.
The English Bundesliga account said something after the Leverkusen game. I think like, oh, Klinsmann's brand of football is being established. What brand of football? There's nothing happening.
I have no idea.
Defending with 12 people in parking the bus.
Well, we got something out of it. I mean, positive sort of things that are coming out of it is the defence working a little bit better than it was before. Bit worrying scoring goals, though. We seem to have to sort of scrape goals together from all sorts of weird and wonderful places. I guess I'll take a goal from anybody, really, when it comes down to it. But with our sort of frontline strikers, I mean, they're quite old, our guys, really. Sort of Kalou maybe disappearing in the near future.
Did he play at some point?
Not this weekend. I don't think he played the last one either, I don't think.
I think he was subbed on at some point, but didn't make much of an impact.
No, and Selke's having a difficult time with it.
As you've mentioned before.
As I've mentioned before.
And so does Vidat.
He didn't come on at all did he?
In the last matches he played, he wasn't much of a factor.
No, I mean, he's... Again, he sort of puts effort into it, but he's...
lots of complaining. Yeah. They both do.
Yeah.
Didn't Zeki get a yellow card?
He's an excitable sort of chap, so...
Okay, I have the team. Jahrstein was back. Yay. We had Klünter, who I really like. Boyata, Rikic, Marvelous Marvin. Schelbred, the best player to ever suit up for Hertha BSC, as we can agree. I don't care what you say. Then we have Dodi, Darida,
Grujic,
Dilrosun, and Zelke. And Hertha had possession, would you say, 35%?
Possession doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they
goals matter.
But they had 400 passes more than Hertha did.
400?
Does that matter? Yeah, 400 more.
Oh my god, yeah.
Hertha had something like 200 and they had 600.
Ouch, that's horrible stats. Horrible stats when it comes down to it, but it's quite good going into a game like that. Nobody thinking really we had a hope in hell. But to actually sort of come away with it at the end of it all. And by such an unusual source. I mean, sort of cut to the chase to have our scoring record being saved by Rekic was...
You know what my wife said? Oh, finally, he's put the ball in the other goal. Remember the
game? Well, yes, he does score sometimes, but usually for the other team. But it was quite a confident sort of thing there, because he sort of whacked it in the... Admittedly, the keeper saved it. And he was there and sort of quite calmly sort of slotted the rebound.
Yeah, but he slotted the rebound because Ta stumbled when he tried to defend the first shot. And that's why he was totally scot-free and banged it in there.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah.
That was good.
And that was... Oh, what stage was that at? That was
the 64th
minute. So there was still, nearly 30 minutes or so to...
It was after a corner. So it was basically not exactly a corner leading to a goal, but it was after the corner the ball came back.
It's usually the other way around, with us conceding a corner and then
and then
not marking somebody to concede the goal.
Or us having a corner and then getting a counter-attack
scored against us. That's another common one as well. And unlike other common events, this time, sort of, we scored, went 1-0 up, and we didn't concede, within 2 minutes of scoring that goal. So.
And Hertha ran a couple of meters more. They almost tied in the distance covered.
2 whole meters? Wow.
No, not... my math is...
Meters or kilometers?
Meters.
Meters?
Yes. It's 117.09.
That was pretty tight.
To 117.16.
Oh, well, there you go. That really is tight.
29% possession. 16 to 10 shots for Leverkusen. But somehow... We got lucky. Alario was on his way to the goal all by himself. And he put it wide, the same as Dilrosun did in the first half.
Luckily. But for the most part, if they had that much possession, it shows something about the defence to be able to sort of hold on to that. Something we've been woefully inadequate about during the course of the season.
The skin of their teeth.
Well, if that's what it takes.
I mean, they were losing possession all the time in the first half. It's like, why don't you just string two passes together?
Well, it would be nice. But you've got to deal with one thing at a time, I guess.
Köpke came on.
Yes.
Unprecedented move.
Yes.
He played some garbage minutes under Dardai, I guess.
He did have... Was it in that game? I think he had a chance. Didn't he have a chance? He was one-on-one with the keeper.
Yes.
And then...
And he tried to...
He tried to flip it over the top, didn't
yes,
he? But
didn't work.
Didn't lift it enough.
Klinsmann said he's going to score the next one.
What, in that game? Or the...
Next game, maybe.
Next game on from now, sort of thing.
Or the next game after next game after next
game.
Well,
he was... one of the youngsters that has been...
Not used at all.
Yeah, and brought on. Because one of the questions that we had coming in from...
Knipper, 1892.
Yeah.
Is that? No, I'm not sure. I'll look it up if you keep talking.
It's something, yes. Sabina, anyway. Hello, Sabina. About the... some of the young players that are, at best sitting on the bench. At worst, sort of not really doing anything at all. But, I mean, that's one that has been brought forward a couple of times. Because he played in both the last two games. He came on for sort of cameo roles. But...
Knipper, 1882, I was right.
Yes.
Interesting part is that just with Klinsmann's team came his father. And now that his father's on the staff, he's playing again. Before there was talk that he came from Aue in the second division.
Mm.
Hasn't played at all. And there were rumours of either him leaving on a loan or him leaving entirely, and then his dad comes in and he plays. And Klinsmann
says, it's a coincidence, I'm sure.
And Klinsmann said something to the effect of, every striker has different strength, and we tried to put him in there, and he's going to score on the next one. Had he scored, it would have been an amazing story for him.
It would have been, but it wasn't to be.
He didn't do too shabby. I mean, it's not hard to do worse than a striker who's not scoring, so...
Yeah.
Unless he would have scored an own goal.
I mean, that would have been wonderful had he come on when he had that one-on-one, you know, where their keeper, if he had lifted it over the top and scored, that would have been a glorious occasion for...
Or just put the shot in the long corner.
Yeah.
Done.
It would have been pretty amazing, but it wasn't to be.
Hey. I think we also had a comeback. In the 90+1, Darida went off and Arne Meyer came on, getting some minutes under his belt. I'm not even sure if he touched the ball at all. Yeah, he's been out all season? Has he played at all?
Meyer.
He had this injury?
Well, I can't recall.
Me neither.
I mean, he's not...
But I think
he hasn't been around for very much,
but usually he plays on the six, a defensive midfielder, and we've had Grujic and Darida there, sometimes Schelbred, the entire season, so... I think he's been... I just don't remember when he was injured. Oh, and Klinsmann is doing these Facebook Lives now.
Yes.
Which I watch on other media, but... and he was asked about young players, like Torunariga, who, for some... obscure reason is not playing, which I think is a shame.
Yes.
After that beautiful goal he scored.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
That was crazy. The thing is, we were home...
He was on the bench this last game against Mönchengladbach. Was it when we were playing Freiburg, or perhaps when they were away in Leverkusen... He was playing for the under-23s. I think it was when we played Freiburg.
You played a lot for the under-23s.
Yeah, so...
But when I was in this Facebook Live, he said...
I met a relative of Jordan Torunariga on the S-Bahn. Oh, when was it coming back from the Freiburg game? I think it must have been. Extraordinary. Or somebody that claimed to be, anyway. Randomly.
Give us more context. How did that happen?
Oh, I don't know. Just standing there on a train and... you know, going away from the Freiburg game.
And he came back, hey, I'm...
No, it was some, there was, what was his name? There was a German fan that was there.
German fan?
I didn't catch his name, actually, but he was sort of very sort of talkative kind of chap. And
so he's saying it was a drunk German?
He may have been, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, I overheard him sort of talking to this guy that was standing by the door. And he said to the German guy, he mentioned that he was related to, or I can't remember, uncle, cousin or something, I can't remember, of Jordan Torunariga. And the German guy didn't catch what he said, because he was speaking in English. It was sort of fairly sort of, you know, broken English on the other guy's point of view. So I sort of chipped in and said that it was sort of Torunariga. And he did try to explain what kind of relative it was, but...
So you inserted yourself in the conversation strangers were having on the train?
Basically, yes.
Okay.
And that's
more further questions, Your Honour.
But the German guy, he sort of was talking and asking all sorts of questions and what have you. But so I didn't get to speak to the relative to any extent, but I did sort of wave, you know, bye-bye as we got off the train. But totally random element there, dear listener, but it is... funny, the people you meet on trains sometimes.
I love Torunariga.
Yeah.
And Klinsmann called him and he said that one of the mega talents that Hertha has, mega talents,
that's all right,
were Arne Meyer and John Torunariga, and they're really close to the team.
Mm.
And then he doesn't even put
doesn't use them.
And then the next game he wasn't even on the 20-man squad. I hope he doesn't leave.
Yeah.
Especially he scored this awesome goal, and then what did he get for it? Nothing. I mean, seriously, he could even play for Plattenhardt.
Yeah. Because Marvin himself didn't play for quite a spell, and he's come back, but he's not really set the world on fire.
He had a pre-assist. Yeah. He was the captain of the last two teams.
I don't really quite understand that, but...
Me neither. But hey, what do we know?
Well, not very much, no.
Yeah.
Where's Alison when you need her?
She's going to be here soon. I have to pick her up, and then maybe she can rejoin us and talk about the new defensive strategies under Klinsmann.
Did you actually explain who Alison is?
No. We'll do that later. Let's finish the game again, then we can talk about it.
Okay, then. I've forgotten what we were talking about. No, got distracted. It doesn't take very much.
I was complaining that Turinarigi doesn't play.
Yeah. No, and he didn't. Nothing changed in the Mönchengladbach game because he didn't play then either.
Yeah. So we're done with. So we had to escape with 3 points from Leverkusen, and nobody actually cared how that happened. Three points. That's 6 points from.
I'm not sure Karim Rakic probably cared quite a lot, but
oh, yeah.
I don't know about anybody else.
But I was so happy he scored. Also for him.
Yeah.
Because the only goal he scored this season was into his own net.
Yes. Yeah. He's good at scoring, but just not for the right side.
When I come back from this little break, we will talk about the Mönchengladbach game.
Yep.
And all the other shebang bang.
And
if you're a really fast listener, you can go to the restroom now. We'll be back in a few seconds. One. And we're back with our expert, Alison.
Yes.
After getting some Loro shut eye. Oh, there's a diaper waiting to be changed.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah, Alison is our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Born at the end of June, which is why I took some time off from the podcast. And now she's looking very...
She's looking at this strange person on the other side of the table, looking over the top of Jan's MacBook. And
she's been a Hertha member from day one.
Good girl.
Good girl.
Excellent. Good girl.
And for my birthday, Simon gave me some kid stickers.
I did?
For her. With little Hertinho.
Yeah.
I think she's officially in the Hertinho club now.
Hertinho Kids Club stickers.
Kids Club.
Yeah.
And she's been to one U23 game and one... The game against Hoffenheim. 38 minutes.
Mm.
And then we took a stroll around the beautiful, beautiful stadium.
Yes.
We all want to get rid of. Okay, where were we, Simon?
That's made me forgot completely. We still got to talk about Mönchengladbach, the last game,
yes.
Which was yesterday.
Yes.
And you've got some talking to do about all the new staff.
All the new stuff, but then we start with.
We've got a snippet to talk about racist goings on with the junior teams.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the UK. Okay, mm. Okay, good.
Yeah, so just don't go there.
No, I don't. I didn't even dare to message you after that. I was like, no, nothing I can say. No, no.
No, it's.
But I thought about you guys quite a lot.
Utter shit show. Sorry, Alison.
Utter shit show. You can follow Simon on his other account if you want to know that. Remember, you were asking about what fuck off means in German.
Yeah. Some guy was trying to put political tweets, you know, from England in German, so. Yeah.
What a dick face.
So I wanted to make sure I got the.
And you went with Verpiss dich, which is quite good.
The language absolutely nailed.
I have no notes for the game.
For Mönchengladbach.
Yes. Draw.
It was a draw. I saw Deutsche Welle tweeted something about it being, that was bad or something. I don't know why they said that, really. Yeah, there were no goals. That's true. But, ooh. Sorry, that wasn't about the game. That was Alison getting all excited there. Oh, a big smile.
I think we agree.
This is now a baby podcast. It's got nothing to do with football. But anyway, back on track. The game, I thought, was quite good.
I think she wants to say something.
Do you?
No.
She's totally bemused by this strange person that's on the other side of the room.
But I think she likes beards.
So what it is?
And we have to say what a glorious beard Simon is sporting these days.
She likes beards, did you say?
Yes. And she has to, I mean. I think I haven't shaved in 2 weeks or something. When did you last shave, Simon?
I just sort of trim bits around the outside, yeah. Because otherwise it goes in my mouth and I don't like that.
But how long is your beard now? It must be
I don't know.
5 inches?
No, we don't exaggerate.
It's 10 centimeters. It's almost 5 inches.
I don't know. I can't see it from here.
But you used to do a, you know, the rubber thingy? You'd make it into a long...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered most of the time. It just sort of...
I mean, I met Simon. He never had anything more than a 5 o'clock shadow. And then all of a sudden, he just stopped shaving. And he looks more splendid than ever before.
Yes. I think he's exaggerating, Alison, don't you? Anyway, back to the Mönchengladbach.
I think we agreed yesterday that it was a big improvement compared to the Freiburg game.
Yes. One of the things, because I moaned earlier on about the, you know, all the back passing and the side passing and the general sort of messing around that they have done a lot before in the past. But, there was a lot less of that this time, which was nice to see. It was a game of two halves, though. I mean, the first half was quite strongly Hertha, I felt.
Surprisingly.
Surprisingly, perhaps, but it was. Second half, the other way around, really. In all, I think a draw was a fair result.
I would have preferred a goal for Hertha.
Of course.
It would have been deserved to score a goal.
Yeah. It would have been deserved for both teams to have scored something. But I do think, you know, shared points was a sort of fair result.
Against the runner-up.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was the game I thought we could never win at all.
Yeah. I think Clinzy sort of tweeted something.
Clinzy?
Did it?
Are you friends now? Simon and Clinzy.
Oh, shut up. He tweeted, I think Hertha did it on his behalf, or quoted him or something about saying having sort of these clean sheets is, they've got to be doing something right, and it is hard to argue with that.
I read something that Hertha, after being one of the worst teams with goals conceded, now in the past 4 games have the lowest number of goals conceded.
Yeah, could believe it.
I don't know what Bayern did, but hey.
It's certainly a lot better.
And the attitude changed. They were all, you could feel that they wanted to. I mean, the ultras were very upset that the team didn't show up at the derby, and you did everything. In Augsburg, you saw a team that wasn't really there, and this time they really wanted to do it. And Klünter had a great game. Boyata had a very good game.
Yes, he did.
Even Marvelous Marvin for his...
By his standards,
yeah. Dilrosun had some little things, and Zelke was trying hard.
Yeah.
Trying hard.
Right. You know. So, on the whole, it was pretty good. I mean, the best chance for Hertha, I think, was the free kick, wasn't it? From Löwen. I mean, that...
Löwen played. Löwen. That was a big change. Löwen played.
Yes.
And he put it against the crossbar.
That's right, yeah. It was a sort of... It was a dipping free kick over the top of the wall.
Yeah.
And it dipped... Almost enough, but not quite.
I think that was one of the yellow cards that Zelke got out of the other players, where Sabine, who's sitting behind me, said something like, why does he always have to fall down? Can he just keep running and then move the ball? which is true. He falls like a swan.
Yes.
Mortally wounded.
A dying swan. There were some quite scary bits. I mean, the whole game, really, to some extent. I remember sort of tweeting once where it looked like they nearly scored at the far end. This was in the second half, I think. And then, you know, almost within seconds, the ball was right back down the other end. And then, you know, we had a pretty decent chance of scoring. It was very much sort of end-to-end stuff. So, you know, why... somebody like Deutsche Welle would say that, you know, it was a bad game. No goals, but it was an interesting game to watch.
You had these missed opportunities when they had the ball. Defense was great, but then they made lots of mistakes in the build-up. And you had one chance, one moment where they were on a counter-attack and then they lost the ball.
Well, there was a few times where... You know, Hertha made these sort of really sort of bursting runs, you know, going up through the pitch. But there were a couple of those where people just got hacked, especially in that first half on the left wing. A player got taken out. I mean, some of the times cars and things were given, but
not enough.
It was a bit cynical, really. Some of those tackles.
There was one situation.
Fair enough, a professional foul, but if you do a professional foul, you expect to pay the professional price for doing it.
There was one in the second half. There was this attack where they were fouled twice, and he just said it was nothing done, and I think the entire stadium got pretty upset.
Yeah.
Oh, and in a big contrast to the games before, you had a situation where Dilrosun recovered the ball and he got a little applause from the entire stadium for that, which is a big change. And the team got closer to the corner.
They did.
The past few matches.
Yes.
Well, we didn't mention that at all.
They came up over the... Yes, because yes, they've not been coming up to the Oskrova because of incidents.
Drinks being thrown and...
Was that against Dortmund? Because I wasn't there.
I think it was
Dortmund. So I didn't actually get to see it because I was away. But yes, I mean, because against Freiburg, they stayed on the pitch. They didn't actually approach the Ostkurve at all. But this time, they went over the hoardings and came onto the running tracks. So they're gradually sort of building that relationship again and getting a little bit closer. So perhaps in the new year, we'll see them coming up to the fans directly once more.
Our expert has to leave again. I'm very, very sorry. Maybe next time you will talk more?
Yes.
Little one?
We need your input, Alison. There you go.
Oh,
look, a big, big smile from Alison there at that point.
Another break over. Break, break, break. It's been a very breaky, sketchy episode. I'm very, very sorry. Life changes when kids are around. We have a new guest who's not going to say anything, I hope. You've heard him before on this podcast. Klaus. He came by to pick up the microphone. Basically. Okay, Simon. We have the question from my brother-in-law who asked... One second.
Why the hell do you follow Hertha?
No.
No,
he knows. He knows. He had, how much have you been surprised by the earthquake all around Klinsmann becoming the new coach? For example, goalkeeper, trainer, and performance manager Arne Friedrich.
Surprised? No.
I was...
Not really.
Like, I'm not going to do that.
It was bound to happen, wasn't it? They're going to have a...
Was it?
It's a new broom, they say in English.
But he
sweep out some of the old stuff.
A few weeks earlier, he was named as somebody on the supervisory board on the seat that our beloved investor Lars Windhorst now has, and people are like, "Oh, cool! He's putting in somebody with football knowledge." That's what happened.
Weren't you even a little bit suspicious about somebody like Klinsmann appearing?
Not at all.
There, thinking that he might be...
Oh, I'm sheepish like that.
Yes. Okay. Surely he must have been alone in the whole world.
I mean...
Not thinking that might happen, at least.
He's basically living in California. So I figured, he'd Skype in every couple of weeks and then come in for the occasional home game.
Hmm.
Or when he's visiting his son who moved to...
Yeah, so he has
Spoke?
Been...
In Spoke?
I think so, yeah.
He has...
No! We lost Klaus.
Yes.
It was a flat.
Well, at the end of this episode, Jan will have mortally offended the whole of Berlin, but...
except for Kupenick. What happened? I think the press release was that after talks, it had been mutually agreed that Ante Čović will no longer be coaching Hertha BSC. And he put out a very, very, very classy tweet in German.
As he would.
Croatian. Ante Čović Fürtin, he said, "Since Hertha BSC is much more than an employer to me, this decision really hurts. I have always said that this club is more important than a single person, because I not only love the job, because even more, I love this club." I have goosebumps now, Sam. How about you?
Yeah, that's...
That was really, really good.
It's classy stuff. Yeah.
And I mean, he has 3,000 followers and he got 2,683 likes, which compared to his other tweets, they are under 300. So And to went viral one last time.
It's a increasingly rare thing in football to have class. Lots of money, but class is something else.
Stop talking about Leipzig.
Sorry. It's not just like
that. Yeah, but he was the poor guy in the whole situation. You know, he got thrown into a situation that I think was due to Preetz overplaying his hand when he talked about getting a big name coach, and then nobody came, and then he had to go with, oh, let's take the youth coach. What's your opinion, Simon?
I don't have opinions.
Oh.
No.
What's your whatever?
You may be right. I don't know, but I think he was set up for a fall when he came in the first place. I mean, to some extent, it may have been, you know, trying to do another Dardai, bringing somebody in from within the club, and that worked remarkably well that first time round.
Was a lucky shot. Was a shot in the dark.
Yeah. Well, again, it was coming out of another difficult situation, wasn't it? And I think people said at the time that, you know, he's got sort of blue and white blood running through his veins, Dardai. And he'll do his damnedest to do well. But a lot of people at the time were sort of doubtful when he was sort of first put into that position. They were very pleasantly surprised about how he did the first few seasons and what have you.
But people were complaining a lot about Dardai.
People complain all the time. What can we say?
I remember the first thing when they said that Čović was coming in. I thought, oh, how good. He can no longer skip the line for the sausages at the amateur games when he was the coach there.
That was the most important thing, was it?
To me, yes, it was. Yeah. To me.
Well, it's very important to have sausages at a football game.
Okay, the entire coaching staff was let go, except for... what's his face? I mean, let go. They're still being paid, but they no longer work for Hertha. I don't know what happened to Joel Petri. There was talk about him staying or not staying.
You're more familiar with all this than I am, really. Thank you, Simon. I had other things. You know, there were other things going on in England.
I had gigs to go to
at the time. Well, that too. Yeah.
And holy matrimony and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Klinsmann came in with a team of international experts. He has on speed dial, as it turned out, or looked like. He said something like that. I have a team for Spanish. I have a team for English. I have a team for German. That's what he said. You have to watch these press conferences.
He had an oven-ready coaching staff ready to go for any German club that just happened to take him on.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
And he also had a team for South America, with people who speak Spanish. But
he's a man for keeping his options open, obviously.
Somebody said somewhere, I think on Rasenfunk, Grüße, they said something like, at least he doesn't linger around too long at projects in the past. He brought with him Alex Nuri and Markus Feldhoff, who were the head coaching team for Werder Bremen at some point, who did quite okay. And then the first full season he was there, it didn't go so well. Then we have the aforementioned Andreas Köpke, who is the goalie coach of the national team. I think he won the European Championship in 1996. Yes. And he became world champion as the goalkeeper coach with Jogi Löw and his delightful bunch.
Yes.
Yes, but he's only there till the end of the year. So just enough time to put in the sun and then leave.
Yes.
And yes. I think they already found somebody from within the academy who's going to take over the job.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just getting...
Steinborn is not coming.
Ah, I just got a tweet from my wife. Max Steinborn will be the new... Oh, it's on Kicker 2. Oh. It's all the internet.
It's all coming in now.
Sunday.
Live action for you.
Yes, the keeper from the trainer from the second team. Ah. So,
but as Uli Hoeneß said, the internet will never really stick.
No,
it's going to go away.
It's a passing trend.
He's never been on the internet.
Mm.
I think he lets people print his emails and then I don't know. Anywho, they brought in Werner Leuthardt, who used to be the fitness coach under Felix Magath, who had very antique...
Didn't he make people run around the pitch carrying bags of coal or something?
Something like that. Oh, and the most controversial new thing is they installed a team manager, something that Jürgen Klinsmann in his first press conference called performance coach or performance manager.
Whatever that means.
Which reminded me of social media, because that's what people... Well, whatever. Yeah, Anne Friedrich, former Hertha player.
Mm-hmm.
He played in the 2006 and 2010 World Cup, I guess. Then he went to the States. And then I know that Henry from Darmstadt really hates
him. There was a picture up at Schönefeld Airport where he was on a mural on the wall as a Hertha player. And it was up there for, it must have been about 5 years after he left.
He went to Wolfsburg after Hertha went down.
Long, long, long time ago. So
yeah. But in general, I mean, no matter what they call this position he has, I think it's a good move to put somebody in there because Preetz is not really the person to, you know, who gives players a warm, cozy feeling or connects with people. He just looks like a robot to me sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you need... Somebody like that. I really hope, dear listener, you didn't hear that. Our technical support manager in the other room is just let rip. Well, I think that's what it was, anyway.
Sounds like it. Oh, lots of air. But she looks really pleased now.
Yes. Oh, relieved is probably the look on the face.
So cute. Going back from shit to shit show. Yeah, Arne Friedrich. I think in the press conference, Preetz quipped something like Arne was looking for a more steady gig or something like that. I think it can't hurt. But some people hate him for leaving Hertha behind. And
oh, come on.
What's his qualification? I met him in the street once and he was really, really nice. I talked to him about his foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing color commentary and I think he worked with... the German Football Association at some point as a coach? Who knows? Nobody cares. Okay, we have Klinsmann till the end of the year. End of the season. Which might be a surprise or not. Yeah.
He's moved all these people into the role. Are they staying after the end of the season?
Was that
unknown?
That occurred to me yesterday. Maybe he just... You know... If the season goes well, he just installs Nuri as the coach. Could be.
It could be. That then
people are dreaming about Kovac, which I think is not going to happen. Because why would you go from Bayern to Hertha? Seriously.
I can't really think of an obvious answer to that one.
No. Klaus, any ideas on coach next season?
My dream or...
Oh, go ahead.
My dream would be Pochettino.
Like that's gonna happen.
Yeah, but I think this is, yeah.
And what's your realistic?
The realistic stuff. Ooh, interesting. Yeah, I don't have any idea who's free. That's the thing is.
And who's stupid enough to come to?
Stupid enough to.
That narrows the field down quite a lot.
I don't know.
Franz Beckenbauer. Oh no, he's demented.
Ten Hag from Amsterdam? I don't know. No, it's
all. Is Ten Hag going to Munich? Can we have Hansi Flick?
I don't know. Maybe Hansi Flick would be a good idea. Why not?
But Klinsmann is not going to stay till the end of the season. He's going to go back to his role he assumed at the supervisory board. But is that the...
So he'll be doing that remotely. He's going to go back to the States.
Who
as
knows?
Far as we...
In the press conference, he said something like, "My son momentarily is not at the club." That really stuck out to me. You know? Didn't say my son used to play. He said my son, Jonathan Klinsmann, is currently
He's
not.
He's not alone, is he? He actually went, didn't he?
He left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free transfer.
Hmm.
Still good for him. I mean, he saved that one penalty in the Europa League and that's the only game he ever played.
And I'll always remember him for that.
I remember going to a U23 game early in the season, in April, May, and we were sitting right next to the VIP section, which is really small and nothing special. And there was Bertie Vogts and Jürgen Klinsmann there. Remember?
Yeah.
And we took a picture with Gasbeck.
Ah.
Mm.
And
the goals there, then.
What? Yeah, you're in the pictures. Remember? Mm. See?
Mm.
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk it, eh?
Hey. Yeah. I mean, couldn't get any worse, and we could have... I mean, the names that were, you know, in the loop that they were talking about were even worse. I mean, Markus Gisdol and...
No.
Typhoon Korkut.
No.
What else, you know? And I don't think Kovac is going to come here. And then the question is if Kovac is going to be helpful. Because one thing Hertha hasn't had since Favre was here was a team that fits the idea of the coach. I mean, with Dada, you had... He brought in Alexander Esswein, who had international muscles, and then he wasn't able to just stop a ball and pass it on properly. So.
But he was cheap. That's the thing.
Yeah, but he didn't... We talked earlier. We talked about how he was on loan to Stuttgart and would have stayed there hadn't they been relegated. Yeah, we have no answer to that. I don't think Kovac's going to come.
It's going to be difficult to find any coach of real quality to come to Hertha because of our history, really. And just what we're like as a club, sadly.
Second part of this question. Do you think Kovac is coming? That's a clear no from all of us?
That's a no.
And what we're going to do with our strikers? Zelka doesn't really seem to get it together. Yeah.
Well, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
I mean, it's the first season where he wasn't injured in some freak accident or at some under 21 European Championship where he was injured there, and then last year he had this collision with Kalou where he punctured his lung.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, what he can't do is he can't play passes. You know, he had the ball and then he had to take a pass, and the pass is always a wrong pass.
I mean, but so
that's the difference between Ibišević and Zelka. You know, Ibišević.
But nobody passed right yesterday.
And yeah, yesterday it was. Yesterday it was okay.
Yeah.
On Wednesday it was. Oh no! Sometimes in the first half it was horrible.
I mean, they didn't even have the ball. I mean, they. But we're not going to go back there because we're done with the games, and Simon has to go back to his gig or I don't know.
Meet Veronica.
Shh, no names. Oh, she was on the show.
Yes.
I want her back at some point.
Quietly.
So that's one question. And then Zabina said... What did Zabina say?
About the young players.
The young players, yeah. That's an interesting question.
Young, talented sort of players that are sitting on the bench or worse.
We haven't seen Dardai. We haven't seen...
Gosh, no.
Turuna Riga, which we've mentioned before.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
Me neither. Maya was injured. Coming back. But if, you know, before Hertha's DNA, as they called it, was that we develop young players and help them take the next step, and then we sell them off for money. But with all the influx of money right now, we bought Luke Bacchio for 40 million, reportedly, and now there's Granit Xhaka being thrown around for 45 million. And Mario Götze, which is totally mind-boggling to me.
No.
Because, I mean, we have enough underperforming midfielders, so we don't need Götze. Götze, I'm sorry, Mario Götze. An icon of mediocrity.
Mm. No, they can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, but then, you know, like Bayern, who had basically no youth players since... Müller and Schweinsteiger.
Ask Bayern what they did after Lewandowski. That would be a big problem for them. You see it in Dortmund? In Dortmund they have
He's having an operation at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah. And you see it in Dortmund. In Dortmund they have no number 9. No good good striker. Sometimes they have problems with it.
Well, with Dortmund, if they didn't have Sancho.
And Alcacer's injured, right?
So they would be in...
The Germans always say Alcacer, which is wrong. It's Alcacer.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry.
I stand corrected.
You didn't say the name.
I know I didn't. I was just taking one for the team.
Where were
we? I don't know.
But I think when you see Redan in the...
Redan
is really... I've seen him 2 times in the second team, and it was always really... it's a nice player, it's a nice number 9.
And then Gangnam also is a machine.
So maybe Redan can come after Selke. I think he's really a better player than Köpke.
Smash has played. We've met him. He's a really down-to-earth, nice guy.
Yeah.
And the best thing, we asked him, where are you from? He said, Wedding. Still live there.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
Local lad, still.
Yeah. Oh, we might lose Kalou, which is really sad. And I would have liked him to be subbed on in yesterday's game to get the last round of applause.
It didn't happen, but he deserves it, really. He's,
I mean, everybody,
nice guy.
Everybody complained about him at some point, but...
That's football.
He was really good for Hertha, I would say. And and for 1 season or half a season, he fixed Duda. Who's broken again now.
He's probably not a very happy bunny at the moment, Duda.
But I think going back to the Venus question was, what happens to the young players when other players get brought in for shitloads of money and then
they'll get fed up and leave.
I mean, like Grujic has to play because he has some deal with Klopp that he has to play such and such many games.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he had the other guy from Liverpool, Alan, who never played because he was shit, and then he played in, I don't know, some obscure league?
Finland,
yes.
Well, we had Voronen, didn't we, going back a long way.
A long way.
Who came here, did wonderful things, and then he had to go back to Liverpool, and he didn't get played, I think, as I recall it. He just... went back and rotted, is a bit of a shame. But that's a long time ago, so I'll shut up.
I don't see Grujic ever suiting up for Liverpool, unless he somehow makes a big metamorphosis over the winter and then... Oh!
Which does happen sometimes.
So. Speaking of winter...
Winter's coming.
They're going to Florida.
Yes.
And Klinsmann was about to change it for going to... Spain, because it's a shorter trip.
Yeah.
And then some people from the North America fan club said, hey, we're already planning to go to Florida, but I think they're going to Florida now.
Yeah.
And
there was a lot of chatter from the North American group about that.
I think Brian's going. Hi, Brian.
There was a few of them, actually. Yeah. And that seemed to be making a trip.
I hope they take some pictures and...
Yeah, that'd be cool.
...stuff like that. I hope Hertha is clever enough to do that. Because last time they just didn't. Well...
No pressure. Out of North America.
Do you have more questions? Were there more questions? Simon's going to have a look-see.
I don't think so. Just having a quick peek.
Hey, shall we just move the other stuff to the next episode? I mean, nothing's going to change. We're just going to do the rest of the stuff and...
Okay.
We next convene here.
Next convene.
At this beautiful studio.
It is.
Any more questions?
The technology here, dear listener, is extraordinary.
You weren't here in the beginning. My computer froze and then I forgot to turn on the real mic. So it was me really loud and him not at all. And because it was the...
Best way, dear listener.
We have core competencies. Eating cookies.
Yeah, I'm very good at eating cookies. Thank you for the cookies, by the way.
You're welcome. Oh, she did it, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I'm on sound effects here, dear listener. Anyway, right.
Yeah, we're just rambling. Let's
put
an end to the misery.
Let's wrap it up, and the cookies. I'm taking those.
Can you sing now?
No, we don't sing. No, we don't. No.
Yes, that'll be because I was thinking the same thing, actually. Yes. But
you were thinking about the English version.
Either is good.
Okay, that about wraps up our show for today. Simon, it was a pleasure seeing your beautiful face again.
Yeah.
In this little venue.
I won't give the Specsavers joke again.
Klaus, thanks for stopping by. And we'll see you after. Happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah to everybody. And Simon, what's the word you learned?
Yol.
No. The German one.
Guten Rutsch.
Guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr. Ha ho he.
Hertha BSC.
Schöne Weihnachten.
Nächste Station, Olympiastadion.
Hey, there's some bonus material from, I think, May that I haven't used. And I hope that everybody from North America is going to like it. So here it comes.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's Jonathan from Hertha. I just wanted to say thank you for all your support through this year and the last year. Unfortunately, I'll be leaving the club at the end of the year. And I wish you guys all the best. I wish the club the best of success. I've had an amazing time here, and hopefully I'll be back one day. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.